self-sufficiency and self-confidence have been the ruin of mankind ever since the fall. Man's sin has been to live independently and without God in the world. True religion consists of full acknowledgement of God in all human affairs. This is a quote coming to you from the Dakes Annotated Reference Bible. Now, before going further in this teaching today, I would like to ask you a few questions. What about this quote? Do you agree that self-sufficiency and self-confidence have been the ruin of mankind ever since the fall? Isn't it so that man's greatest sin today is living independently without God in the world? And hasn't it been the church's greatest sin lately to place her confidence in everything but the Lord? In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, while waiting on the Lord for a word for this podcast, the Lord confirmed to me twice that I was to deliver this message based on this passage of Scripture. At first, I responded with hesitancy, knowing that this is a very familiar passage to most people. Next to John 3:16, this is very popular. You find this passage of Scripture on coffee cups, on pillows, on throws, journals, wallpapers for computers, on church marquees, and most Christians can quote it. But the Lord told me that I was to teach on this passage of Scripture, and he told me, he said that his people are about to enter a new season and need to be reminded of its truths. So even though it's so familiar to you, I want you to know that the Lord said that as the people of God, we are about to enter a new season and we will need to be reminded. We need the truths that are found in this passage of Scripture. So I encourage you to pay close attention to what the Holy Spirit has to say to you through his word. Okay, so Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. This is our text today. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is the fundamental principle of Christianity. In fact, it's the first lesson to be learned by all. And it will continue to be the major lesson to learn. For with each new season, you will be required to trust God in a greater measure, in a greater dimension. You can never feel like you have graduated out of this verse. Each season brings new challenges requiring you to trust God. Trust in the Lord. This is foundational to your relationship with God, and it's based on the premise that he is trustworthy. God would not tell you to trust in him if he wasn't trustworthy. As God's child, you can be assured that your Heavenly Father loves you and will faithfully care for you. He will guide you rightly. He will give you grace, and He will keep His promises. In the most difficult times of your life, you can commit your way to Him and trust Him to work on your behalf. Those words, trust in the Lord. Now, we read in the Bible, we find the word trust repeatedly. But what does it really mean? Trust in the Lord. Let me give you some ideas. First of all, to trust in the Lord is to confide in Him. And that word confide means to impart secrets, to discuss private matters or problems. So when you confide in someone, you share the deepest secrets of your heart. You share private matters or things that you wouldn't share with everybody. This is what God wants you to do. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to confide in Him, to share those deep secrets of your heart with Him. Also, to trust in the Lord means to cling to Him, to remain close to Him. Now, what's coming upon us as the people of God, this new season is going to require that you remain close to the Lord, that you cling to Him. And I'm afraid that many people right now, many Christians, that you are at a distance from Him. You're not as close to Him as you should be. But I encourage you strongly, knowing that what's ahead, that you will cry out to Jesus, cry out to Him for grace. Oh God, help me to draw close to You at this time. Help me to cling to You, to remain close. Don't let me follow You afar. Don't let me be at a distance from You. Let me cling to You, to remain close to You. Another meaning for trust is to rely on, to rely entirely upon God's word and His promises. Believe in His word. Have faith in His word. God is a God of His word. He will honor His word, His promises. Rely entirely on His word. Depend on it confidently. And fourthly, what's implied in the word trust is to lean upon something. As the picture we get is like in a storm, you're leaning upon a tree for support or a rock to hold you up. You could think of like a hurricane. The winds are blowing and you're leaning upon this tree for support. That's what it means to trust in the Lord. Now, Solomon didn't just stop there. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And sometimes we flippantly go over that phrase, with all thine heart. But what God is saying is the trust that He requires is characterized by a total commitment. What He's saying is for the season, this new season, I am requiring of you a full commitment of yourself, a commitment without reserve. You must be wholeheartedly dedicated to Me. You must have an entire reliance upon Me with all thine heart. God in everything requires the heart, and He is requiring an undivided heart, one that's totally committed to Him, one that's fully committed to Him. Those words, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, it echoes Deuteronomy 6:5, which says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. I ask you today, are you totally committed to the Lord? Do you have a full commitment of yourself to Him? If not, then repent and ask the Lord to bring you to that full commitment by His grace, to draw you to a commitment without reserve. And corresponding idea behind trusting in the Lord with all your heart is also the renunciation of reliance on self. If you are trusting in the Lord, then you will not be trusting on yourself. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Okay, what does this look like? What does it look like when you trust in the Lord with all your heart? It is when you wholly and securely rely upon His promises and His providence for help and relief in all your affairs and dangers. You wholly and securely rely on His promises and His providence. And you repose an entire confidence in three things. It's so easy to remember. Three characteristics. You have an entire confidence in His wisdom, His power, and His goodness. You believe that He is able to do what He will. He is wise to do what is best. And He is good to do what is best for you. Trust in Him with all your heart. That means that you don't trust in man, in the creature, whether he be the best, the holiest, or the highest. You don't trust in creature enjoyments like riches and strength or wisdom, man's wisdom. You don't trust in any outward privilege like your education or your natural descent. And you certainly don't trust in your own heart, which the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And then Solomon went on to say, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now he wasn't saying there that you shouldn't use your understanding. He was saying don't lean upon it. You rest upon, you depend upon the Lord, but you don't lean on your own understanding. You don't try to figure everything out on your own. Once man's understanding gave a clear, unclouded light, but it became degraded by the fall and darkened by the corruption of man's heart. So it proves to be a false guide and a mistaken counselor. So you can't lean on your own understanding or the understanding of another person. In all your conduct, you're to be diffident of your own judgment. You're not to look to your own judgment, because when you lean to your own understanding, it results oftentimes, most of the time, in much failure. It results in many devious and sorrowful wanderings from the true path of life. Lean not unto your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Trust in the Lord. And then Solomon went on to say, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways, in everything you do, in all your dealings, your undertakings, your plans, your decisions, your activities, acknowledge Him. If it's not a practice in your life, it would be a good time right now to start in everything. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Look to the Lord in everything, in all your plans, your decisions, your activities, everything you do. Go, take it before the Lord in prayer. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him as your Lord and His will as your supreme desire. Now, to acknowledge Him, there are several ways of looking at it. First of all, when you acknowledge Him, you acknowledge the Lord, you are seeking His direction. You don't take one step without His advice. You beg direction from Him. You ask wisdom of Him. You ask counsel at His mouth. You consult His word. You acknowledge that you don't know what's best for you. And so when you acknowledge Him, you begin, you continue, and you end every work, every purpose, every plan with God. You relate to Him in every aspect of your life. You refer everything to Him. Everything. Your children, your education, your job, your church, your neighborhood, your finances, everything. You refer everything to Him. Every thought, every affection, every desire, you give it over to His direction. You acknowledge Him. Also, to acknowledge Him is to set Him always before you. You have Him always in view. You consider Him as ever-present, and you're always mindful of Him. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. In all your ways. Oh, make it a practice. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He promises, He said through His word, and He shall direct thy paths. What He will do is He will remove the obstacles from your pathway. If you will take everything to Him in prayer, He will remove the obstacles. He will bring you to the desired goal, to where you should be. He'll smooth out your path. He'll make it plain for you. He'll remove confusion. He'll remove every hindrance in your way. He'll enable you to make the right choices. He'll prevent mistakes. He'll prevent you from making mistakes. And He'll preserve you from ruin. Now, in closing, the pulpit commentary said this: what the shrewdest and cleverest of men most urgently and sorely need is the guiding hand of a heavenly Father who, through all the labyrinths of life, past all the bypaths of error and evil, will conduct us to truth, righteousness, wisdom, and heaven. As a Christian, I tell you today, you have a Heavenly Father to guide you. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, trust Him. Trust Him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to solve your own problems. Believe that He will lead you in the right way when you acknowledge Him. The pulpit commentary also said this: the more completely we trust, the more surely will God guide us. Let me say that again. The more completely we trust, the more surely will God guide us. Our time is up for today's broadcast. But I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.